It's all connected.
Yeah, folks, it is all connected. You just got to find those connections and put them in place so they're easy to see. Welcome to the show. This is January 11, 2021. 111. Isn't that like a magic number or something?
Is it?
I hear it is. 111 is a magic number of some sort.
We will make it magic, Grimier.
Kate's connected.
Ooh,
Vinny's connected, and he's in a new year. Vinny New Year. Vinny Ooh Year, depending on how you want to say that. Welcome. I am Grimner. This is Circolo here with me from the wonderful land of Denmark. And we are live right now on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz, as well as TuneIn and RealLiberty.org and, oh, who knows where else we may be. All kinds of places. Anyway, come on over, jump on into the chat here you can do it from RealLibertyMedia.com or RLMRadio.xyz or the show page for it's all connected right there in RealLibertyMedia.com. So all these places you can jump into the chat and say hi and howdy to all the folks that are here.
You made it easy for our convenience, eh, Grimner?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little I just got these things. They just came in like half hour ago. These gloves that are supposed to do something good for my fingers, and they say they're good for typing and all that stuff. So they feel a little different than just using fingers though. Wearing a pair of gloves. Have you ever tried to type with gloves on?
Yeah. Because when I broke my fingers, I wore those pressure gloves for
weeks.
That's
what this is. It's a compression glove.
Yeah. Because my fingers were so swollen.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's and I got they're not like swollen, but they're painful. So I got these gloves on while I'm sitting here mousing and typing and stuff.
How do you remain ungrumpy if you're in pain?
I don't know. I just do.
Oh, that's a feat, I would say. Isn't that what you say?
Well, my feet are fine. Oh.
I'm going to say that's like an accomplishment.
Yeah. Anyway, today, this is episode 25 of It's All Connected, and it's entitled...
It's like a jubileum kind of thing, right?
A what?
That's, you know, a jubileum kind of thing.
Are you what now?
I don't know if there's an American word for that, but don't you have jubilees or...
Oh, jubilee? Yeah, well, isn't that when they forgive all the debt?
I don't know. Here's, you know, when... I don't know what you call that. What do you call it when... Like an anniversary.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, it's episode 25, and this episode is entitled... General disarray. And looking around the world, I think that the human portion of the world, I should say, because if you look at the animal kingdom, nothing's changed. But in the human portion of the world, things are in general disarray.
Because I was going to say the swans at the beach seem to not care at all.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. The crows that you know hang out in my yard, they're fine. They don't care about none of this crap going on. They don't have COVID or lockdowns or elections or selections or impeachments or attacking of capitals or protesting in the street with.
But you know. Not so many months ago, we had a bird flu, you know?
A bird flu? Where'd the bird flu?
Yeah, like a bird flu pandemic going through Denmark, some places.
So a bird flew through Denmark.
Some places that had like pandemic-like bird flu, where birds got ill and died.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see the birds stay inside, though.
Okay. Were the birds wearing masks?
No, they were not wearing masks either.
Did they?
They were kind of just doing whatever it is that birds do.
Did they shut down the bird bars?
No, they didn't. And they still came to feed on the seeds.
Yeah, imagine that.
So I don't know.
And now you got plenty of birds, right?
Yeah, there are plenty of birds.
Yeah, so.
I feed them.
No lockdowns, no masks.
No, not
and
birds.
The birds.
Like these birds don't know what's good for them, eh?
Apparently not, yeah.
They just live on, man.
If they listen to their bird master, whoever that might be, then they'd all be dead now.
Yeah, that would be look ridiculous, though, right? Some fat bird, you know, speaking to all the other birds, going.
You'd have to make special masks for different kind of birds, you know, because whatever fits a sparrow is not going to fit a pelican.
No, it's beak dependent sizes.
Yeah.
And the ratio of beak to ear, apparently, even though birds have tiny inner ears.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it, Grimnir.
I don't either, but they seem to hear pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, boy. So, tell me what...
Yeah, general disarray.
Yeah, general... Tell me what you know, general disarray. I guess if you're general disarray, that would be... What'd you call him? Commander Chaos?
Professor Chaos.
Professor Chaos. Professor Chaos.
Professor Chaos. That would be Butters, right?
Okay.
Butters is my favorite South Park character.
You don't like Tweak?
No, I like Butters better.
I like Tweak.
He's like, you know, my all-time favorite is Butters.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's Cartman.
You like Cartman?
Well, no. I'm just saying you can't forget Cartman. Cartman is Hansel.
Yeah.
Hansel is Cartman.
Only Cartman, whatever you're going to compare him to, he's even sicker.
You will respect my authority.
Yep.
Oh, God. Anyway, so tell me what you know about yesterday's protests over there in Denmark.
Well, I know that, okay, this is what I know.
I was looking for you. I was looking for you and Flash in the crowd.
I didn't
see you out there carrying torches and pitchforks.
I was wearing my superhero costume, the the Aunt Apathy. That's my superhero name, right?
Aunt Apathy?
Yeah, I'm Aunt Apathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
And I was trying to flood the world to stop the corona. Yeah.
I think here...
I figured that would make a bigger impact than...
Yeah, you're probably right.
...protesting.
Sure. Super.
No, I think it's a new... This is like their first event. It's a new movement. I just, you know, because you brought it up and I figured you were going to ask. So I looked a little into it. And apparently they got like a Facebook page group. I don't know. I don't do Facebook, so I'm going to say a Facebook page, right?
Okay. I don't do
people
them either, so.
People have pages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Robworks. I'm Aunt Apathy, the snail killer. Right.
And I'm pretty sure over here in the U.S. that Pelosi has been renamed Antifa.
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 Yes. Well, it's a new group, so I looked up, they had this Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
10,000 people so far joined this Facebook page. It's a freedom kind of movement. They oppose every kind of force. So
okay.
They oppose the forced vaccines, forced vaccine passports, the forced masks, the forced closing. They're against all the force. And they I linked it. They even wrote a song, right? Made a video.
So they've adopted the NAP.
The NAP.
The non-aggression principle.
This is what they said right before they started fighting with the cops, right? At the protest this Saturday. The first, you know, the speaker who went, eh, la, 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 welcome to the event. She finished the speech with, let's go tear down Copenhagen in a non-violent way.
Okay, and how is that done?
Nobody knows.
That's, I mean, if you're out there doing destruction.
Nobody knows. That was one of the questions people had.
Yeah, that's a good question,
yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, and unless it's like your own property that you're
yeah.
tearing down, then there's.
But it's not. They're in the good Copenhagen streets, the streets of Copenhagen, right?
Yeah.
So apparently during that protest yesterday, which was like in two different cities, the two biggest cities in Denmark, right?
Right.
One is Copenhagen in the east part of Denmark. And over on the west side, you have Aarhus, which is the second biggest town. And they were doing protests both places. But apparently they found small firework crackers, you know, not the ones that gives fire, you know.
Firecracker.
Colors and all that, but the ones that just say boom.
Yeah, firecracker.
Right?
Not a firework
yeah.
cracker, but a firecracker.
Yeah, they found some of those taped to the Swedes. They eat these really rotten fish in cans that are really horrible, but the Swedes seem to like it.
Yeah, that's
no,
that stuff they make with.
Most of them are.
That's the stuff they make with lye.
No, this is, I think, but this is even like, it's not live fish, it's even worse. It's like when you open it, you got to be outside. It's really bad and it stinks like shit, right?
And people eat it.
People in Sweden eat it.
Gross.
On dog rye bread, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
I can do like a pickled herring. I can do like a little ammonia, you know, sardine or something, anchovies.
Yeah,
but
I
this
like
is
sardines.
Really,
So I like sardines, so those are
yeah.
fine.
But this is like really, and they found some of those taped with firecrackers that were thrown at the cops, right? So they were throwing all sorts of shit at the cops yesterday.
Okay.
And they got into a fight with the cops, which was pretty much why the cops were there and why they were there, why, you know, the whole thing was there.
Right.
So they kind of got their way and they got into fights. And so far, I read 23 people were arrested in the two cities. But I think all of them has been released by now.
Okay. And the charges against them were throwing fish?
They got charged with violence against police officer.
Oh, okay.
Because they were all throwing shit like a can of fish with a firecracker.
Okay, so the whole can?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I thought maybe they like taped a firecracker to an individual fish.
No, I think they were attempting to make a rotten fish bomb, right? So that it would, like, you know, explode and go poof everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. It was probably funnier when they thought it out in the shop than it actually was when they were doing it.
Well, I mean, a firecracker's not going to blow up a can of fish.
No. No.
But if they just taped it to an individual fish and threw it into an individual fish.
Yeah, it would go nuts. Yeah. Yeah. Then you'd have to touch
the stuff,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I think that is the total. I don't think that it was. The group is called Men in Black.
Yeah.
And they're kind of secret about who they are.
Well, the Men in Black are like that.
Yeah. So they don't show their faces and stuff. And it was a wear black and be masked kind of event.
All right. And who is behind Men in Black?
I haven't figured out yet.
All right.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with somebody on Freetown.
Okay.
Somebody who's somehow connected to Freetown Christiania.
So an anarchist.
Probably, yeah.
an anarchist getting everybody to dress and look and act the same.
Probably.
Doesn't sound much
now
like...
Just go black. Just
it,
go black.
It doesn't
but
sound...
But that's the whole thing.
It doesn't
yeah,
sound
it's the
like,
militant thing. Yeah.
It does not sound like anarchy to me.
I don't know. I don't think they're like... doing it for anarchy. I think they're doing it for I think they're doing it against, they're just, you know.
Against the totalitarianism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just easier and they're stronger if they're just in black looking sort of the same. Because the cops have cameras and everybody have cameras and there's tons of reporters and stuff like that. So it's not a bad thing to be somewhat similarly dressed and masked up, right?
Yeah, no, that's a good time
if
to
you're
be
gonna throw, if you're going to throw if shit at cops, I don't know, you know, like your green polka-dotted T-shirt and a red bandana isn't really going to help you, right?
Unless everybody's in the green polka-dotted T-shirt and a red bandana.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is Denmark, so people have black clothes, right, don't they? I don't know. This could be old Antifa people, too.
It could be.
So they're pretty... They could be like the original Antifa, which were like anti-fascists in Denmark, at least. And in Germany, you know, they were fighting the fascist state.
We'll have to ask Antifa.
Antifa.
A.K.A. Nancy Pelosi.
Yes. I just figured it's gonna make a bigger difference as Professor Chaos flooding the world, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes, and that would be you. You're out there with your garden hose. People think you're just gardening, but you're actually flooding the world.
Yeah.
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 Good, good. So now... So that is the anti-lockdown, anti-mask, anti-vaccine protest.
Anti-force. Yeah.
Anti-force.
Anti-force.
Okay, but yeah. Is it anti-force against everything? I mean, are they doing anti-force against, say, taxes?
They haven't reached that point. I think they're just, you know, dealing with what they think is important right now. Which is like this whole lockdown and the face masks and the vaccine passports that are being talked about over here and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, the COVID pass. COVID pass!
Yeah. But they are, I can see, I was in there with, and they are, a lot of them are, I could see what groups they liked on their Facebook page, right?
Okay.
And they were like anti-vaxxers and pro-truth and pro-free energy and stuff like that.
Free energy.
Yeah.
And how are they going to accomplish that little task?
Well, I don't know. I think they mean free knowledge, right? Free knowledge.
Free knowledge. Yeah, I get that. Free knowledge should be free. But energy that requires some effort to produce. By somebody, and that effort is costing those somebodies some money, right?
Well, I would assume that what they mean, but since they're kind of expressing themselves very cliche, but what they do mean is decentralizing energy, right?
Okay, and how would that be accomplished?
By turning your energy productions and your innovation toward decentralized energy production so that every person is generating the energy in their own homes.
That would be great. That would be great.
Big centralized power plants.
As Flash points out, open source, and Rob points out, just release all the free energy patents.
Because they're doing the opposite here, right? They're going with green energy everywhere. But they made this, right now I think they're starting the big project of building a massive artificial island outside of the coast of England that's just going to be of, you know, energy plantation, you know, like a farm, an energy farm, right? Giant artificial. island
using
out in
windmills,
the middle of the ocean.
Using windmills or what?
Windmills and sun energies and, you know, solar and wave and water energies and all sorts of green energies, right?
Okay, well, that does not...
But they're building them, like, in a gigantic island, so they're going to dig around not only... Because right now, you know, Denmark has its own power supply, right?
Okay.
England has them, you know, their own, Sweden, Germany, all this, right?
Right.
And when they go together and they build these giant power plants, or as here, it's a farm, right?
Right.
It's even more centralized. So instead of decentralizing, which we could do with all these, you know, once we do greener energy, that actually has the power of being decentralized, right?
We need to get Larry Woods on the issue here. He's got the design. I think he's got patents. I don't know if he's got patents or not, but he's got the design and operational, and he's being kind of blackballed by various Goonermans around the world that don't want that free energy. As no patents, says Rob. Either way, whatever it takes. Home-based energy production sounds awesome.
Mm. Yeah, that would be a.
Those are different men in black, Rob.
Yeah. I think those are the ones they're inspired of, though, right? The men in black phenomena.
Yeah, I guess.
Only they're twisting it around, yeah. Well,
right.
I don't know. But I would assume that is what, you know, because that is what I would go for, is always decentralizing what is most necessary, right?
Sure. Decentralize everything. Decentralize currency.
Yes.
That would be called crypto at this point, but...
Mm.
So anyway... All of this ties back into the oppression by the various governments within your zone there.
Well, I would say so. But it's just, here's how I look at it, Grimny, right? The natural currency of power, right?
Right.
At least with humans, tend to always seek into centralization and hierarchical, right?
Well, with those that have the power to do so, that's why they call it the petrodollar, because the dollar is based on petroleum in a large manner. Of course, it's supposed to be based only at this point in time on the full faith and credit of the United States, which is, how do you have any credit when you're $30 trillion in debt? I don't know.
To whom? That's the funny part, man.
Well, to the central banksters, of course.
Which is what?
What do you mean?
Who are the central banks? You can't own anything if you don't own it to somebody.
Oh, no. They create the money. Then they loan it to the various governments around the world, and then they say, okay, you have to pay us back this plus this. And
what
of course,
does that have to do with you and me? Nothing. You don't owe them any money, right?
I personally don't know.
None of us do. None of us do. It's like two fictive entities that doesn't exist that owe each other something that doesn't exist. Who cares? Why do we care? Yeah. Why is it bringing us down? That's the most idiotic part of it.
You live within the boundaries of an area that some group of people that call themselves the government of that area have declared we have a monopoly on violence here.
Yes.
So therefore, you will either obey us, or we will practice that violence upon you.
Yes.
Because
that is what state is, though.
Yeah, that is what state is.
You know, that is the definition of state. is a monopoly on violence. Otherwise, it wouldn't exist.
Right, right. And so everybody lives within some boundaries that are professed to be owned by this group of thugs that call themselves Segunermen. And they...
yeah.
And they take the money from the central banksters that are... Those are the only ones that are actually outside of the control of that gang of thugs that will practice that violence upon you if you don't do what they say. So they borrow that money from the central banksters, the Rothschilds and such, and it's money.
I'm sorry, it's money.
It's a control mechanism, is what it is.
But money is nothing.
Money is nothing. At some point, when the Rothschilds started, they were a place where you could store your gold, and then you could go back and pick it up at any time. And then they realized that most people were not going to ever come back and pick up all their gold. So they decided, hey, well, we can lend out some of these people's gold. At a fee, which is interest, and then those people that borrow against our holdings, which are other people's deposits, other people's money, then that's how they would start their profit, and then they decide, okay, well, we got to set some limits here. We'll say, you know, we'll only be able to loan out X amount of times what we have on holdings. And then it came to the point where it was like, well, we want to loan out a lot more than whatever that percentage was. So we're just going to eliminate that little gold holdings thing in the background and just lend you out paper. And we'll say this paper is now the money, and you're going to pay us back this paper plus an extra percentage of paper that we call interest. Well, where am I supposed to get that from? We don't know, but you owe us that much. And if you can't pay us back... then we'll take whatever it is you got that you borrowed that money from us to buy in the first place. It's a scam. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a scam. Yeah.
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 It's a huge Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And
when was it that they did the credit default swaps?
I don't know.
Was that in late 90s or something?
I'm not sure.
Because all the banks, they've lent out way too much, so they didn't have any assets, right?
Right.
They had lent out way too much, so one of the banks, they have a 19-year-old actuarian student, right?
Okay.
And they tell him, okay, think about this problem a little. We have no assets because we lend out way too much. We're way too overlent. So now we have a really big risk of loans or credits, you know, defaulting, right?
Right.
So we can't, we have no liquids. We can't trade anymore. And everything was locked up. And he sat down and he made up the credit default swaps.
Okay, the derivatives.
He found a way. Yeah, he found a way where he could calculate the risk of one of those credits defaulting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he found a model that would price estimate that.
Right.
Yeah. So and then he figured, okay, that's a product. Now I have a risk. I can price it, which means I can sell it as a commodity, right? So they started selling off their risks for credits defaulting. And all of a sudden they got, because they were selling those, they got all these liquid assets. Yeah, Rob is probably right, in 2005. They got all this liquid that they could then, you know, start a new bubble with. So that's how they do stuff.
That's how they do stuff.
Right now, they're trying to figure out if they can make, you know, your retirement savings, right?
Yeah.
Human beings in the Western world, at least, we live longer and longer. In Denmark, I don't know about America, but in Denmark, we live longer and longer to a speed where the retirement companies can't get their models to keep up.
Right.
So they're constantly readjusting how much money will we pay out a year for a lifelong payment if, let's say, your deposit is 100,000 Danish kroners, right?
Okay.
So you get less and less because we're calculating that you're living longer and longer.
Now, how much? How much? How many kroners to the dollar, or dollars to the kroner?
5.5 kroners to $1.
Okay. So 100,000 kroners would only be like 20 grand in U.S. dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But it's just an example, though, right? If you have $20,000 U.S. dollars, how much would that pay you in lifelong continuing payments, right?
Right.
That calculation is what most of retirement savings is built on, because they got to figure out how long do I stretch the money you have.
Okay.
Because if you have a retirement saving, it's a bet that you're going to live longer than their models foresee, so you get more than your money out. Now, and the bet for them is that you die before, right?
Yeah. Do you have over there, as we do over here, like a thing like Social Security? Are you familiar with Social Security? You know what it is?
I think it's a private thing in your part of the world, right?
No, it's not. They steal money from everybody's paycheck every week under a thing they consider or they call Social Security, and then.
Depending, no, we don't have that.
Yeah, depending on how much you make at your peak amount at the end when you retire from whatever job it is you're doing, or decide that you want to collect back on your Social Security, which you can start doing at the age of 62 at a low amount or a moderate amount, 65 or more, I think 67 I think is the max. And so they'll pay you every month out of this Social Security system from all the money they stole from you and everybody else throughout your entire working life.
Yes, it should be built on. We don't have that. We have a tax-paid retirement, which is like, well, the Danish retirement system is built of three pillars, right? Well, first pillar is the tax-paid retirement, which isn't very much.
Okay, so that would
everybody gets it.
But for that tax paid retirement, they steal from your paycheck, right?
That's just it goes through your ordinary taxes,
which is
stolen. That's a governmental benefit. That's a state benefit. Everybody above the age of 67, and now they're moving around with the age, but everybody gets it.
Okay.
Everybody gets a certain amount, and no matter how much money you have and what else you're getting, everybody gets a certain amount. If you then don't get too much above that, they double it. And then they have this thing, if you're married and two retired people in one household, they give you some more. It's a pretty complex system to figure out how much you get, right? They have a lot of these rules about how much you're getting, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first pillar. Then there's the second pillar, which is the line of work I do, which is privately paid in retirement.
So a pension. You get a pension.
Yes. But they're usually part of your hiring contract and usually negotiated by the unions.
Okay, and what
but
if
they're not law mandated, and it's got nothing to do with state?
But does that matter? Like how many years you work doing that job?
Well, I pay it. Like my personal retirement payment plan is the company puts 20% on top of my pay that goes into my retirement savings.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know we went down that road because of the money is being paid.
But right now, all these retirement companies, right, they're trying to figure out because they got a risk because everybody's living longer than they can, you know, we're getting longer and longer lives.
Right.
So they have a rich because if you're paying out lifelong retirements, people living too long, it's a big risk, right?
So
then you're going to go broke.
So enter COVID.
But they're turning that into a product, right? So now they're going to sell that on the markets.
They're going to sell what?
The risk of people living too long. You can turn into a financial commodity and sell that risk.
As derivatives.
As derivatives.
Yeah.
That's what money is. They're not real. They're derivatives.
So how do the men in black feel about all that system?
I don't know. I think they're protest kind of movement. I don't think they're going to be a big political party with a full program. I think they're just here to say, fuck this, no, we're done. And I think they're here to give people who are done with this a voice.
Okay. Because, I mean, it would be very difficult for anonymous men to run for public office.
You can't. If you run for a political party, you have to have 20,000 Danes, you know, sign their name that they're going to endorse you as a person.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you become a party in Denmark. That's why we have like 30-something of them.
All right. I don't know how many parties there are here in the U.S., but they only count two of them. The rest of them are just, you know, like
I don't know. I think there's
side
like 13
shows.
Or something parties in the Danish parliament right now.
Yeah. Yeah, none of the non-binary parties.
we had one political party called the Nihilistic People's Party.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they their program was, we are for sale. We promise we're going to work on shit that will better and improve our own political party's situation. Since nothing is important, whomever will pay us is equally important.
That doesn't actually sound very nihilistic.
No, that's what they're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like they're actually kind of going opposite of what they've named themselves.
Well, they had one very concrete, they wanted more aid for for the preservation of ugly animal species.
Okay, and how do they determine what is an ugly animal?
I think it's a subjective thing, right? They would have to have an animal appearance minister, wouldn't they?
I guess so.
Who could say ugly or pretty?
All right. So, but there's been no protests there in Freddytown. Is that the name of your town?
No. Freddytown. No, Freddytown. No protest in Freddytown.
Is that the name of your town, Freddytown?
Frederiksværk.
Yeah. Okay. Freddytown works.
Freddytown works. It's named after King Frederick, who built the big still, and it was founded as a city where they made cannonballs for the king, right? And he built this big cannonball steel thing, and he dug all the canals. Well, he didn't. I think mainly German and Swedish prison workers did, right?
Okay.
Dug all the canals from the. We are very close to the biggest lake, and into the fjord, which is, you know, leading to open ocean. So, it was a good place to have a harbor, and you could get the cannonball straight from the factory into the water.
Yeah,
so he
right.
built a yeah. It's an industrial city, right? We got a steel mill in the backyard.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's
their own harbor. So
but I like that. I like that phrase, cannonballs for the king.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what this city was. It was the place they built cannonballs for King Frederick.
Yeah.
And cannonballs for the king.
Wow. Anyway, so, yeah, you've heard about the crap going on over here in the U.S., of course. I would imagine.
Yeah.
The.
So what is your take on the kerfuffle?
The kerfuffle. Well, all these morons are calling it an insurrection, which obviously it was not an insurrection. On the last Wednesday protest, invasion, whatever, they're calling what happened there at the Capitol building in D.C., which they, of course, it was obviously a big false flag setup operation in order to create more division between the pro-socialists and the anti-socialists.
Which isn't really needed, though.
No, it's not, because they're all socialists. They're all socialists. They just don't realize it. They think that if they say they're capitalists, or they say they're Republicans, or say they're conservative, that they're not socialists. But they are socialists, because they totally endorse the government.
So the guy with the, you know, with the horn helmet and the
he was
fussy panties. He's just an actor, right?
Yeah, he's a plant. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those in that group, though.
Oh, a lot of them in that group were believers, and a lot of them were just there to stir up trouble. So
yeah,
there were
some good people in that group who really meant it and thought they were doing a good.
Well,
thing?
I think they thought they were good people, but again, they're protesting
for a president.
And you know, okay. So the election was stolen, and that was done via the means of COVID once again, Corona. So they used Corona to do the setup to create all the mail-in ballots that would apparently allow them to steal the election. Of course, they didn't need any of that to steal the election,
But wasn't the election stolen pretty much from the time the entire world started trash-talking one of the candidates?
The elections have been stolen. I mean, it's been rigged for decades here in the U.S. I don't know about other places, but here in the U.S., the elections have always been rigged, at least in my lifetime, which is 60 years. Since Kennedy on, you know, I can't speak about his predecessors, but all these elections are rigged, totally rigged, and so people go out there and vote like it makes a difference, and of course it doesn't. Now this time, apparently they wanted you to know that, yes, we are stealing the election, that we are rigging this thing. Which is why on that particular election night, I think it was November 3rd, they were saying they were counting up all these votes from various places, and then it wasn't really going their way, and so they shut it down, and then the next morning it was all their way because of some kind of magic that happened in the middle of the night where a bunch of mysterious phantom votes came pouring in, and every one of them for their guy, for their side of things, or their girl, I guess, depending on how you want to look at the bite me, hairy ass situation. which, I mean, the candidates themselves were a rigged situation. There's no way, looking at the people's enthusiasm for whichever, that the guy Biden
what if it tore the country apart?
Well, right? I think that's the goal.
If it just, let's just say, oh, it's okay, well then let's say it did it, right?
I think that's
and
the goal.
For some reason it tore America apart down the middle, and don't ask me which states or where, because I have no idea. I'm excused because you think I'm fucking Holland, right?
Yeah, or Finland or Iceland, yeah. I don't know.
But let's say America got split in two, right?
Yeah.
And one part became the blue guys and the other part became the red guys, right?
All right.
And And so you're the opposite.
Are we,
so blue is Democrat.
Okay,
right?
are we
So and your part where you live became the blue country, right?
Okay.
Would you move?
No.
No.
No, none of this shit's affected me in the slightest.
No.
No. But I'm interested in which where would the division come, north to south, east to west? Would it be diagonal?
definitely, because of your history, I would say just go with north and south, right?
North and south. Okay.
It's easy because you already got all the songs from the last time. And
oh, yeah, movies, yeah. That's the party. Right? Yeah, we got purple. We'd be all purple.
But you are all purple, for fuck's sake. That's the whole point.
It's a purple-headed monster. Oh, not that thing.
yeah, he said, what is that? The purple people eating monster?
Oh no, that's something totally different than the purple headed monster. that's the flying purple people eater.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Sheb Woolley. Anyway. Oh boy.
Lovely to see your name, Mary.
It is. It's always lovely to see Grammy.
Yeah.
I'm really waiting for her to start. I'm really waiting for her to get back on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
get to it, Mary.
I love Grammy's radio shows.
Me too.
Yeah. Anyway,
we're gonna protest, Miss Mary, if you don't get your butt back on the radio.
That's right. We got our pitchforks and our torches already.
We're gonna be the women in green. Well, teal. Sounds better, though, doesn't it?
Women in green. So you're part of the Green Party now. Oh.
No. That's why we're going to be the beings in teal. We're not men in black, right? So we're beings in teal for Mary.
Okay. Teal for Mary.
Teal for Mary. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, we imported our pitchforks and our torches from Denmark. They had some leftovers after yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to
I think they will probably reunite again and start it all over in a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we already got our stuff from them, so we're all right. So anyway, crap that went on at the Capitol building last week. It was all a huge setup. It was a false flag. You can call it what you want. It was rigged thing. It was designed to do exactly what they did. Now I don't know if you know or not, Pelosi was behind the whole thing. Pelosi and her crew.
Probably more her crew. Have you seen her?
Oh, she's hideous. She's just terrible. Anyway, so when the quote protesters unquote broke in quote unquote to the Capitol building and started wandering the halls, was inside the red ropes. I don't know if you saw that. These crazy protesters all staying within the red velvet ropes, and wandering through the halls, going into the offices. Now the people within the chambers, within the House of Representative chambers, there, they all had gas masks under their seat, under their seats. This
because everybody is scared of everything.
No, it was planned because they put them there before this event happened, so that they could make them all put their masks on for a photo op. Gas masks, not your typical N95 mask. No, they placed gas masks under the seats of all the 435 representatives out there, so that they could say, "All right, everybody, put your gas mask on. We don't know what's coming," and then do a huge photo op to show that the fear they were in, because the people that they are supposed to be representing were coming in there to rain retribution down upon their heads. I guess you could tie all this back in to the whole corona nonsense and the way they set all these things up to bring the anger, or going back further to the beginning of the when Hillary was defeated, which of course that was a scam too. of course.
Hillary was defeated. This is what it's turned into, man, just like this big game of defeating, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a cult of personality. And they get you to say, I'm for this guy or that girl. And none, you don't hear any of them, the voters or the politicians, none of them say, we want freedom. Not a single one of them say, we want freedom. They say, we want our side, our personality person that we're a cult of, to rain these rules down upon your head. Or the other side does the exact same thing, doing the opposite. But either way, none of them want freedom. They all want tyranny. Their stripe of tyranny, their color of tyranny, whatever that may be.
But they want the same. None of these politicians are running against each other.
Now, I don't know.
They're running for the same program.
I don't know if you know who Kristi Noem is.
I do not.
Okay, she's a governor.
Oh, you're going to break my virginity, huh?
Oh, well, I think I might be too late for that.
she's a governor.
She's a governor. And
nasty woman. Yeah.
No, well, she during this whole COVID nonsense, Corona crap, Corona bologna, was really good, has been really good about it. And everybody was praising her. And even I was thinking, well, this girl's all right. And she's, you know, she's actually pretty nice looking, which is, I guess, beside the point when it comes to tyrants.
Does she play the guitar?
I don't know. I don't have that piece of information. Anyway, so everybody was praising her, you know, how libertarian she was and how wonderful she was against all the lies. Right. You remember the biker rally? Do you remember that? Did you see something about the biker rally in the town and all the bikers?
They're nuts. The Americans are nuts. Yeah, they're going to kill grandma with a bike rally. Yeah.
What is it? South Dakota? Is that the state she's governor of? Anyway, all that, people praising her, all that wonderful stuff. And then yesterday she comes out with this thing because they're trying to legalize recreational marijuana there. And she came out with this big thing saying, this ain't got to happen here, no frickin' way.
No.
We can't let people, no smoking Mother Nature on my watch.
Nope.
So,
I got three rules that would be my first three rules before I even, considered voting for anybody.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first off is they answer when I call. Right.
Okay.
Why would I vote for anybody to represent me if they're not going to take the phone?
If this person supposedly representing you is also supposedly representing millions of others, and they're all...
I would never vote for anybody who would represent me and millions of others.
Well, then there's no point in voting, is there?
Then they wouldn't answer the phone when I call, would they?
No, I mean, there's millions of people calling them and saying, we want this, we want that. And whatever you say you want, somebody else says they want to ban.
Yeah, see, my next one is they would have an open office when I came by, right?
Okay. And again, there's that problem with the population.
I know, the problem with the population. Yeah, I know. And the last one is pretty much up there. They answer me when I write, right?
Yeah, they're not going to answer you no matter what you do. You might get lucky to get a response email or something like that. A pre-made response email. Thank you for your interest in what we're doing here. We will put your thoughts under consideration.
I might consider voting if everything was that decentralized.
Yeah, well, then you just vote for you.
Nah, I'd probably vote for the neighbor because I wouldn't want to do it.
Well,
I think it's way easier to vote for the neighbor and then bitch about what he does wrong and then call him up and say, man, that's just wrong, dude.
Because your neighbor is not you and thinks differently than you do.
Do you know how much maintenance there is in keeping a town running?
I imagine there's a good bit. I don't know. You got to keep up roads.
If they would answer my phone and they have an open office, and I would probably consider voting some of those maintenance jobs out. You know. vote for somebody else to do it.
Yeah, that I mean, well, it's all private people that are doing it anyway, whether they're working for the government or not. There's still individual folk that are out there doing the job, and they have the expertise and knowledge to do those things. So why should you pay exorbitant amounts of stolen money?
I'm telling you, the neighbor Ole next door, you know, rest in peace, Ole. He passed away a couple of months ago.
Right.
But he would have been a very, you know, he would have been the best. If I could vote for somebody to run the whole, you know, getting the best prize for maintenance and rat control and all that, I would vote for Ole.
Is that
a
thing there?
He would spend hours looking through their office and talking to them and figure out if they know stuff and how much they would do. He would get the best prices and the best people to do the job.
Now, is rat control a big issue over there?
Well, it is in this street in the summer, yeah.
Okay.
Because they're digging up the whole street. We're doing completely new power lines, sewage, pipes, everything. On this entire street, right?
All right.
So they did one half of it, and they're doing the other half of it, yeah.
And so the rats come out?
I would say so.
Have you
but
seen...
My house don't have rats, but
across
the street they had rats. Huh?
Have you seen rats wandering up and down the road?
Not running in the roads, no, but Hannah caught one. And I know they've been there. There was one house, not you know, across the street, where they didn't really sort their trash for many years.
Yeah.
And that whole house is kind of a rat nest.
A rat nest.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so are your governmental offices. They're filled with rats.
Yeah.
And
but I would certainly pay Ola to do. He would do a better job if he was still here. He's cheap and thorough and cared, right?
Okay. Yeah. Olaf.
What?
Olaf. That's what you said, Olaf.
Ole.
Ola?
Ole. Yeah. O-L-E. Ole.
Oh, okay. Ole.
Yeah, ole.
Here comes the bull.
I bet you have one of those people in your town, too, that should be in charge of some of the budgeting, right? You know the people that can squeeze a cent, huh?
There probably are. I don't know them. Yeah, I don't care. I don't know about them.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the world is in a state of general disarray. The human world, again, let me point out, not the animal world, just the human world is in a state of general disarray, and it's going.
The only thing there is to do is flood it.
It's going to get worse.
So we got to flood it, Grimmie.
All right.
We got to flood it.
All right, there, Professor Chaos.
You got your garden hose. I'm going to send them a signal now.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, I'm going to burn a torch and flood them with my garden.
Didn't he have some kind of ray gun, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
Right. It's been a long time since I've seen that episode. Or any episode of South Park, for that matter. But, yeah.
Yeah. I would say it makes as much of a difference as the protesting.
Yeah, it's right up there. It's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
at least he's having he's got a really cool costume though. Right?
Oh yeah, tinfoil and cardboard. It's
everything.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks,
we're
gonna wrap it up here. I don't know how much we actually covered the general disarray going on in the world, but we covered some of it and tried to connect some of it back.
What is there to cover? I'm going to quote my husband. I'm just going to say, whatever, you know, it's all been said.
It's all been said 100 times in 100 different ways. A million times in a million different ways. But that's okay. We'll say it again because we like talking.
Love you, Vinny.
Yeah, we love y'all. We love y'all, all you RLMers.
Love you all.
And those of you just joining us for the first time out there in Radio Land, how you doing?
Go make your costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. There is no new info, but we like to, you know, take what appears to be new info and show you that it's actually old info.
Yeah.
We'll be back again next Monday with episode 26 of this particular show called It's All Connected. I'll be back Friday night with the Moose Girl on the Freakers Ball. And whatever. Thanks everybody just for being part of RLM. We appreciate you very, very much so. And have a great rest of your day, and stay away from people.
Build your costume.
That's my advice to everybody. Stay away from people. People are filthy.
And make a costume. Make a costume. Be your own superhero and drown the world.
And even if you don't care that they're filthy, they're annoying. So stay away from them. Oh, God. All right. That's it. We'll talk to y'all later. Have a good day. Peace.
Peace.